Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and 930 The Answer. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, men and women both, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, Felix and the bulk mail haulers hauling the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the post office, and our suicide jockeys out there that are delivering gas and diesel and jet fuel wherever it needs to be so that we can go. Now, follow us on Facebook. The official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And we're also on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram. Find us there as Captain's, that's Captain with an S on the end of it, Captain's America, all one word. And don't forget about our website either. The Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. All right, folks, here we go. Out to the Great West Coast and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics on a Monday morning. You there? Where'd that masked man go? All right, we've lost the masked man. He'll have to call us back. But I am going to say the pledge. And go from there. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And yes, I said those two magic words, under God. Now, Kyle, you back with us? Kyle, are you there? Oh, Mr. Kyle. All right. Hang on, Kyle. I'm going to have to see if there's something on my end here. All right, folks. I'm going to do a little something here, and then I'm going to be back because I got to check out what's going on with Mr. Kyle. And, of course, you never know in this day and age in which we live. So hang on a second, and I shall be right back.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. There ain't no doubt I love it.
right. That's probably a little muse that a little music there that our beloved former president Donald Trump could use right about now. A little pat on the shoulder too, because of some of the things going on. And Kyle, I do believe you're there now.
Hello, Captain.
There you are. Okay, I had to flip a switch. And when I do that, because it's just me, I have to walk into the other room to do it, the other studio. There's like 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 5 studios here where I'm at. So I have to go next door. But anyway, let's start with this. In a Truth Social post, Trump wrote, "Oh, great. It's just been learned that the FBI is now... in its now famous raid of Mar-a-Lago, took boxes of privileged attorney-client material and also executive privilege material, which they knowingly should not have taken." Well, he says that, but they say, "Nah, not so fast. The warrant was general in its scope." But this is true. What he's saying is true. So it sounds like as if this is going to go to a court with a judge for some type of rapid decision.
Well, at the very heart of the matter, Captain, is this notion that if you are represented by counsel in any matter, that those communications are private. If the government wants to bring any government entity, no matter who's going to be charged with what for whatever thing, not even just Donald Trump, but anybody, if you're represented by counsel, then that has to be respected. Otherwise, it breaks it for every person who expects justice under the law, basically. So this is a very serious thing. They have to be able to somehow justify this raid to begin with, and that's why I think people want to see the actual affidavits that underlied this thing.
Well, here's the deal. There was already the question of whether or not the warrant was being overly broad, applying to every document made in the Trump presidency, which, of course, is ridiculous. They can't do that. It's got to be specific. But they may have gone beyond what they were entitled to take as well. And that's where the problem begins. Because according to a Fox report, the FBI seized documents covered by attorney-client privilege, as you just mentioned, as well as documents potentially protected by executive privilege during the raid. Because remember, anything he had under executive order while he was president, unless something was done in the meantime and nothing was, stays the same. All right, hold on, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day. It's a Monday morning, and we're having a good old time, and we're going to have a much better time coming up. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
And you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away and remind everybody that this segment of the program is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow and MyStore.com websites. Now, he has MyPillow and has had since the beginning, which offers many BOGO extravaganzas. That's the buy one, get one. And now he's created MyStore.com, which is kind of like looking at a Target or a Walmart and going into the home section and seeing all the different things they've got, like for your kitchen and for your dining room and some different things that you wouldn't expect to see, especially at MyPillow.com. But MyPillow.com, right now you can get the buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow bed sheets, the Giza Elegance MyPillows, the best of the best, the six-piece towel sets. I've got two of them. Great towels. And yes, they wrap around you. So there you go. Me anyway, and I'm not little. And the roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. And all you got to do is go to the Radio Listener Specials page. The Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call direct, speak with a representative at 1-800-641-5459, 1-800-641-5459. Now, that number will also get you to MyStore.com, MyStore.com. Go over there, promo code is the same, CAPTAIN. Check it out, see what they've got. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. And whatever purchase that you make, you will also receive free Mike Lindell's book with any purchase you make. So again, the number to call, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Go to MyPillow.com or MyStore.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You check out the MyStore yet?
I have, as a matter of fact. They've got all kinds of great, you were running down some of the categories there, but they include home improvement. They've also got decor and clothing. They've got stuff for kitchen and dining and all kinds of great stuff. MyStore.com, exactly.
Yep, and they're selling American flags over there, too.
That's true.
Yep, so you need an American flag? They got them. Now, sources told Fox News, back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago, that due to attorney-client privilege, Trump's team asked the Justice Department for their position on whether they would support a third-party, independent special master to review those records. But sources told Fox News that the DOJ notified Trump's team that they would oppose such a request. Now, that's kind of screwy.
Well, it is, because if anything, the idea of having a special counsel, if they really think that something nefarious has been done or if Donald Trump broke the law in their opinion, appointing a special counsel would help take the politics out of it. Otherwise, they're just continuing this notion and just literally feeding the fire that people have the perception that this is some kind of political witch hunt.
Well, that, of course, raises more questions. Why would they oppose a request for an independent special master if the action they'd taken was proper? Why?
Well, because, Captain,
they're hiding something.
Well, precisely. This was very, very, well, number one, it's unprecedented in American history, for one thing, which also kind of strains credulity that many other higher-ups, especially, maybe at the White House, had no idea this whole thing was coming down. This, was
that's not
so
true.
Impactful.
Well, you and I both know that's not true.
Well, of course, because this would be so impactful. The President of the United States wakes up that morning and finds out that there's been this raid at a former president's home. His primary political rival, who's probably going to run and probably going to be the nominee, and when Joe Biden runs, then they would be running against each other again. Yeah, you can't tell me that nobody thought, hey, I wonder what the president might think about.
Now, in wrapping this up, we've already talked about the raid being a fishing expedition, because it's very concerning if they took the documents that are subject to attorney-client privilege. They can't touch those. Now, that may give them a window into the potential defense actions that Trump and his lawyers are taking in cases, something in which they should never know anything about. And furthermore, former presidents may be able to assert executive privilege in some cases and have, setting up the potential for still another problem with what they may well have taken as well, because there are other presidents that have used executive privilege to keep things out of the hands of the media and every other person that wanted them. And this is one of those cases.
Well, right. And they can't simply sort of throw up their hands, especially many in the media. They can't throw up their hands and say, well, the end justifies the means. We're just out to get Trump, basically, is what they might say. But they have to be able to respect the Justice Department, that is, the attorney-client privilege. And if they were to act on something that would only be known between the client and their attorney, then one would think that a judge would throw such a thing out as being literally, ill-gotten fruit, or basically, the fruit of a bad tree. That's the phrase I'm looking for here, but it's just not, you can't use that stuff.
Yeah, Jeff is coming in on the tail end of the conversation. He didn't hear us mention the fact that we were talking about a special independent counsel.
Right, and there's been others in the past. And that is the kind of thing that takes the politics out of the situation overall. It allows the special counsel to work outside of the daily media grind and this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And especially, we're so close to the midterms.
Well, again, it's only been a week, but there already seems to be a ton of questions about the FBI raid against former President Donald Trump. And, of course, the question about the warrant being overly broad, which, again, whoever gave a warrant out like that doesn't belong being a judge. Oh, wait a minute. He wasn't a judge. He was a judge magistrate, right?
Well, that's right. They had to talk about shopping around. In order to make this thing fly, honestly, I mean, if this was in any normal circumstances, they wouldn't have done this.
Think about this for a minute. They found a Democratic appointed magistrate by Barack Obama, who had given Obama and Biden a total of $5,000 for their campaigns, $2,500 for each, and he's non-partial, right?
Well, sure. But it all goes down to this one thing, and that is, it's the idea of just getting Trump.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And, you know, I mean, Dershowitz the other day mentioned about Letitia James, who had campaigned on the notion up in New York, right, that, you know, I want this office because I want to get Donald Trump. And, you know, it's so obvious now. It's just all out in the open. And the idea of just getting Trump by any means necessary, unfortunately, is now becoming normal to many on the left, and especially those who are terrified of what he might be able to do, whether he runs or not, just whatever he might be able to do in the next election.
Yeah. Now, I'm about to go into no man's land here. There was an FBI DHS warning, a BOLO, that came out on Friday. Late Friday, talking about the rise in threats after the Mar-a-Lago raid. Well, I'm not surprised to hear that, and neither are you, right?
Right, right.
Well, here's what it said. The FBI and DHS have observed an increase in threats to federal law enforcement, and to a lesser extent, other law enforcement and government officials following the FBI's recent execution of a search warrant in Palm Beach, Florida. These threats are occurring primarily online and across multiple platforms, including social media sites, web forums, video sharing platforms, and image boards. The FBI and DHS would like to ensure that law enforcement, court, and government personnel are aware of a range of threats in criminal and violent incidents. Now, I am a webmaster, and you are a web administrator to several of our sites, right?
Right, right.
If anybody puts anything like that on any one of my pages, I will ban them instantly.
Absolutely.
And I'm talking about banning them and then complaining to Facebook and let them deal with it. Because they will turn them into the authorities.
Well, of course. Yeah, there is simply no room for any of that kind of calling for anything
And I'm not going to stand for it because that's not the way to solve this.
That's right. Exactly right.
Now, the memo also alleged that both agencies have observed an increase in violent threats posted on the social media against the federal officials and facilities, including the threat to place a so-called dirty bomb in front of the FBI headquarters in D.C., issuing general calls for civil war or armed rebellion. This stuff has got to stop because it makes you no different than Antifa or Black Lives Matter or any other radical progressive left group you want to mention. You've got to set yourself out in front of them, and not as the same type of individuals.
Well, precisely. Precisely. We're talking about the marketplace of ideas.
Yep.
Unfortunately, Captain, you've got, in this world, we have kooks who want to look for some excuse. And we don't support that, never will.
Well, I got one for them, and it's this one. It's called Speak Softly, but Carry a Big Stick or a Bigger Gun, whichever the case may be. All right, hold on there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'm gonna bring Kathy into the mix here. Go ahead, Kathy.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Police say a man drove his car into a barricade near the U.S. Capitol and then began firing a handgun. He then took his own life. Tom Manger, the chief of the Capitol Police, says the car caught fire and the man exited.
It does appear that it was not the collision with the barricade that caused the fire. It appears that the individual may have started the fire himself as he was getting out of the car.
The war on baby powder has a big casualty.
Johnson & Johnson will stop selling talcum-based baby powder worldwide starting next year, taking its place their existing cornstarch version of the product. The move comes after thousands of lawsuits in recent years from women claiming that the talc-based powder gave them ovarian cancer or mesothelioma. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Nat Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. You know, I ran into several people at the gun show over the weekend. You got any Relief Factor? You got any Relief Factor? Well, no, I don't, but here's how you get it. So I told them, and they were going to go ahead and order it off the website. Let's see, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and order the 1995 3-week quick start. A lot of people are hearing about it. A lot of people are going, my God, it must be working. I'm going to give it a try because I've had this problem, that problem, blah, 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 and maybe I can get rid of it. Well, yeah, maybe you can get rid of it. It's right. I've been taking it for 8 years, and I take it religiously. With my breakfast every morning, whenever I eat breakfast, which is usually when I finish the radio show, sometimes I take it before the show starts. It depends on if I miss it in the morning with some sort of snack or whatnot. But you're supposed to take it with food, and I do, and it works. The swelling, it goes down. By the way, my left leg right now has never been this good. Never. Ever. I mean, I'm over the hurdle. Now my right leg's got to get straightened around, then I'll be fine there. But that's the godsend, and that's Relief Factor doing part of that too. Make no mistake about it. Plus the great specialists I've got, which literally saved my left leg. I was in danger of possibly losing my left leg as a result of all the stuff that was going on with me. But if you've got aches or pains in your leg, in your ankle, in your knee, in your back, in your shoulder, in your hip, whatever you got going on, could even be your hand, your wrist, your fingers, whatnot, I would suggest that you try Relief Factor. It's a 3-week quick start. Still discounted to $19.95, has been the whole 8 years I've been taking it. Same price, hasn't moved. That's about a dollar a day to see if they can get you out of pain and be comfortable again. Website is relieffactor.com/captain, 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 1995. And Kyle, what do we always tell the folks?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo. Well, let's go to your neck of the woods, because there's something that happened yesterday that came out over the weekend, I should say, from the USC and UCLA doctors. Now, this is plural, doctors, not just one, not just two, but a group of the doctors that work in the research at USC and UCLA. Now, the message was, the story was, that the masks that everybody has been wearing are not effective in stopping the spread of COVID. Kyle, I said that from day one.
Well, you said that, and didn't Dr. Fauci talk about, you know, didn't have to wear a mask early on, then suddenly started changing his tune and everything? But yes, Captain, it seems, though, that generally speaking, this isn't the most effective thing that everybody could be doing, and it seemed fairly obvious back then, but of course it became a political thing.
Okay, since you brought the guy up, we got to do this. Here we go. And we'll get into the other stuff in a minute.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are...
Okay. Need we say more?
Right. Precisely.
That was said, by the way, a year ago March.
That's right. And, you know, Captain, that as schools are starting to resume, even here in California, I think they are no longer going to require the masks. It'll be optional. I guess people can wear masks if they want to. I still see some people wearing masks at the grocery store or at the, you know, at the movies or whatever it is, or restaurants, but it's not a requirement.
I see them down here, and I saw people driving into the gun show on Saturday with masks, getting out of their car with a mask on, walking up to buy their ticket with a mask on, walking around looking to see what they could purchase with a mask on, and I know they were Democrats.
Well, it shows how pervasive...
You know why I know that?
Why is that?
Because they stood off to the side and looked at my table to see what it said, and then they kind of stuck their nose up in the air and walked by.
I see. Yes. Well, telltale.
I had a lot of Trump and DeSantis stuff. I've got a new button. This is Captain Matt Bruce says vote DeSantis.
All right.
I got a new button with a picture on it. I handed out 100 of those Saturday.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Yeah, but I do think that it was very pervasive, and there's still a lot of fear out there.
Yeah.
But one of the things, in fact, I got a chance to talk to with a school teacher over the weekend who's getting ready to go back to class, and they told me that the kids, they're happy because they don't have to wear a mask, and then they can actually see the kids' faces when they're teaching them, and this is all huge. I mean, this has been such a disaster in the ability for kids to relate to one another and to their teachers.
Now, who knew, until last week, who knew that Liz Cheney's husband's law firm represented Hunter Biden in the DOJ's grand jury probe? Who knew that?
That is pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, but here comes Section B. Liz Cheney just got the endorsement she really needs. Do you know who it was from?
I do, right? It was...
Wait a minute. Hold it, folks. Try not to laugh at this one, folks. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, it was Al Franken, yeah.
Who was it, Kyle?
Former Senator Al Franken, yeah.
Okay, we better put him on the shelf before he collapses. There he goes. He's coughing now. Yeah. But isn't that something? And then I heard somebody say in the Liz Cheney camp, that's a significant endorsement and we're happy to take it. They're happy to take anything at this time because she's going to get hosed. She is going to get beat. I mean, the woman is behind by well over 30 points.
Well, exactly right. And this just shows that maybe this is starting to scrape the bottom of the barrel.
I would call that scrape the dirt under the barrel. There, right. I had to think about that for a minute.
Well, but she's definitely, you know, and part of this, too, is the misnomer that if you just go against Trump or you do something that Democrats, quote, really like, that somehow they'll just accept you and it'll be fine and you'll find a whole new home, political home in the Democrat Party and all this kind of stuff. And that's just not true. All they want to do is get Trump. And if they think Liz Cheney can help them, then I guess Al Franken will endorse you.
When you get booed, when you get booed in Laramie, Wyoming, at the Laramie Wild West Days where they have a real rodeo for a couple of weeks, when you get booed there, you certainly aren't doing something right, and that's what happened to Liz Cheney.
Well, exactly. And even her father, who a lot of people, you know, respected for a very, very long time, right? Dick Cheney, former vice president. When he came out and said Donald Trump is the single greatest threat or something to our republic.
Said it more than once.
Yeah, I mean, you know, eventually I think people just start rolling their eyes and they say, okay, this is all politics. I mean, this is, and everything's just, again, being built on Trump. Give me a break. I mean, Liz Cheney this is her one big claim to fame at this point, and I don't think it's enough to make up that 30 points. It's not enough to do anything other than just have a lot of bombast. And then get voted out, and then what? So go. I guess she'll be on TV somewhere, I guess.
She'll be on TV as some sort of broadcaster, but she also, by the way, she's got $3 million in her reelection campaign from the last campaign when she won by such an easy margin.
Yeah, well.
$3 million. So there's a big rumor that she's going to run against him for president.
Well, I think that was even brought up in an interview, if I recall correctly, just recently. It was kind of a softball kind of interview thing, and it was like bigger things or something. And yeah, I guess they could do that. She could try that, but it's going to work out about the same for the Republican nomination as it is for trying to retain her seat.
My prediction is that if she really wants to run for president, if she really wants to run for president, then she should seriously consider changing parties and either run as a Democrat, which they might like to have her, or they should have maybe the Libertarians see if they'll take her. All right.
What about Kamala?
Oh, well, I don't know. Kamala's still, the jury's still out. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Monday morning. Don't go anywhere. We got the Truckers Highway Bible Report coming up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
that group?
Yeah, who? I'm trying to place it. Who is that group?
Whitesnake.
Oh, that's Whitesnake. Okay. All right.
What's the name of the song?
What is it?
Bad Boys, Good Quality.
Well, Gary, I'm going to guess that somewhere in the 80s there, it definitely got that sound. So,
yeah, the giveaway is a hairdo. They've all got those mops. So that's a giveaway. All right, well, I'm going to get into the weather. I'll read this little statement. Monsoonal showers and thunderstorms may result in flash flooding and debris flows through the Four Corners region and southwest to the central Rockies through midweek. Now, a tropical wave is also expected. It's already moved into Texas and up along the Texas border. And Laredo, Texas today is going to be inundated with 7 or 8 inches of rain, according to the current forecast. Widespread, of course, rainfall, thunderstorms, maybe some severe thunderstorms, could even be a tornado. After all, we are talking a tropical experience here. And then Tuesday, heavy rains are also possible in the central Appalachians and southern Florida, where we could have the threat of severe weather. Okay, Mr. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're continuing to watch the monsoonal moisture. This starts coming up, of course, from Mexico. Sort of goes in a clockwise motion as you get up through Arizona and Utah and over into the western states there. But we are, of course, monitoring what's been happening in Phoenix. Now, on Friday, of course, they had a lot of rain in Phoenix, so they really are trying to pick up the pieces there. I've also seen a video of power poles that just simply came down across the road near Phoenix because of these excessive rains. And so we're continuing to see, of course, the aerial flood watches in those areas, especially now in Lake Havasu City, Kingman, and then over towards Las Vegas and out into the high desert of Southern California, coming up Interstate 15, of course, or if you're coming across I-40, you definitely need to be aware of that because those thunderstorms can kick up. And then also, we've got an aerial flood watch in the Denver area. This is going to go a little bit south down I-25, down towards Fountain, and then up towards the border with Wyoming. So that means our listener Aaron there in Denver is going to be maybe seeing some excessive rainfall because this is going to be predicted for the next day or so. You could have excessive runoff as well. So they could see some flash flooding. But right now, if you're out going I-70 out of Denver near Eagle or Glenwood Springs, definitely have rain to contend with coming across the interstate. Likewise, as you go into Utah, as you get into the Green River area, you're going to start seeing that moisture again. Also, in Kingman, Arizona right now, looks like it's raining pretty good, and that's going to extend a little bit northward. Rain is going to be west of Phoenix at this hour as you come out there on I-10, so be aware of that. We've also got some excessive heat watch up in northern Washington state tonight, and then also in the area of Reno, Nevada, south of there, down a little bit into California, into central California, also over into parts of northern California, Susanville. We definitely have the ability for some of that other monsoonal moisture to bring back thunderstorms this week. So you definitely have a chance of that. That could also mean lightning and then also blowing dust storms in some cases due to higher winds. So we'll round it out with excessive heat watch pretty much throughout the entire Central Valley of California. So be careful out there.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with Miss Wisconsin and the eastern part of Minnesota, 94, just over the line, and then going up towards Duluth. There is a flood warning and watch up in some of the areas up around Duluth from all the rain they had up there a little while back, and a lot of the drainage coming down from Canada right now. There are unsettled weather conditions right now tonight for the bottom side of the lake coming across 94 and then north of 94. For probably about 50 to 75 miles of Wisconsin. Then when you get back into the central part of Wisconsin around Madison, you're going to have more uncertain weather. Then when you get down into the southwestern corner of Wisconsin, in particular where I-90 comes out, there's more uncertain weather there along the river. Could be, again, storms or just general rain, but it is not sure as to what it's going to do yet. And if you still got some lakeshore flooding going on around Chicago in the lower lining areas of Chicago, so be advised of that. And then looking over into New York, New England, Vermont, Rhode Island. Tonight we look calm over there. Everything looks fine. Might have a little bit of fog tonight around the Chesapeake Bay. And now moving into Oklahoma. From the eastern part of Oklahoma, starting with I-35 North and going down through Tulsa as well as Oklahoma City, ranging over that far, you've got warm temperatures, but you've also got, from all the rain they've had, you've also got some streams that are way up in terms of possibly some low-lying flooding in there. Be advised of that. And then following Oklahoma down to the state line, right there with Arkansas, about halfway down Arkansas, for our new listeners there that are listening to us in the western part of Arkansas, you will probably see some flooding there in the southwestern corner, and you'll also get some warm temperatures today. So if any of the storms kick in there, it'll mean more rain on top of the rain you've already had, and we all know most of those streams are way up close to being over their banks, if not already. And then the eastern part of Texas, coming out of Texas on I-30, going into Arkansas for probably 100 miles, you're going to have the same situation. Over in Louisiana, coming across I-20, out of Dallas-Fort Worth, you're going to be about half, two-thirds of the way across Louisiana with the same type of weather. And then we've got down into about halfway down, let's see, towards not all the way to Beaumont, but almost to Beaumont, you've got the same scenario there. So be advised, it's going to be one of those days where keep your eyes on the skies. All righty, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot Flying J, please.
Well, thank you, Captain. Folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And you know, Captain, we do get the question, how do you find the nearest Pilot and Flying J Travel Center? Well, it's really easy. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function. I just did. I just put in Denver, Colorado, and it popped up with the Flying J and also a Pilot Center as well. Found the Flying J at I-70 right near Airport Boulevard, so you can't miss it, and it looks like they got a Denny's there as well, so it's super easy to do that. And when you pull in, be sure to join the rewards program. That's the My Rewards Plus app, and now between now and October 31st, you can save 10 cents a gallon on your gas simply by joining the My Rewards Plus program. Go to pilotflyingj.com for more information.
And we love the Pilot and the Flying J because they are not only just our sponsor, but I've been stopping there for years and years and years, and they are a great place to go. All right, hang on, Kyle. Folks, you're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two, coming right up.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.